Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And we pitched it to book publishers, thinking, okay, I'm not known in the book publishing world, but I can get introductions to the book publishing world from my friends in the music industry. I got the introductions, but the book publishing world just said, no, that doesn't work. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of pairs of characters for kids. There is no way you're going to make any dent in that industry.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Jason Barnard. Now, Jason has done voice acting, media production, including some cartoons. He studied economics, and now he works in SEO. He also, as you'll find out in this episode, he played in a band, a couple bands, actually, and did pretty well for himself. He's got a wide range of experience. He was also featured on episode 29 of Broken Bulbs, so if you want to listen to that, I highly recommend it. But he also hit a bunch of roadblocks on his way to producing children's music and cartoons. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Jason Barnard, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Oh, I am, yes.
Let's talk about you making a CD for kids after a career in folk punk.
If anybody heard the episode about the love life in Paris, I stayed in Paris and stuck it out and joined a band that they were playing in the street and making a decent living playing in the street. And a friend of mine said, oh, do you want to play with my mates who've got this great band? I said, yeah, I do. I'm a singer. I used to sing in a blues band in Liverpool. I actually played the Cavern Club, which is pretty cool, when I was in this awful blues band in Liverpool. But why not? And I thought, oh, they'll let me in the band as a singer, and I can sing with my kind of bluesy boys. And they didn't. They said, oh, we've got three singers already. I said, oh, I can play a bit of guitar. And they said, oh, we don't need a guitar player. We've got a guitar player. I said, what do you need? And I said, we need a double bass player. And I said, well, I don't play double bass. And I said, well, if you want to be in the band, that's what you're going to do. So I went literally with my last 500 euros, 500 quid at the time, went and bought a double bass. And they said, if you want to be in the band, you've got a month to learn the double bass. And then you play a gig. And if you're good enough in the gig, you're in the band. And I said, okay, fair enough. I literally spent my last 500 quid pounds on the double bass purely on the risk that I would be good enough to get in the band after the 30-day trial period. And they sent to my house a guy to teach me to play the double bass. He said, look confident, slap it in time. When you get the wrong note, remember there are only two kinds of people in the audience. There are people who don't know anything about music and they've got no idea that you just played a bum note. And then there are jazz people. And the jazz people think you've done something so clever, they won't ever dare to ask you about it. So you don't have to worry about the crap notes. Work's a treat. Anybody who wants to meet a career in music, go for it, because it works. And I did that for 10 years. So I was a punk folk musician. We played 600 gigs, sold 40,000 albums, probably seen by a couple of 100,000 people. And then that career ended, the group ended because, you know, groups end. And I thought, I've been in the music industry. Everybody in the music industry in France knows who I am. We had enough success for my name to be recognized. I wouldn't say famous, but I would say recognized. So I made this album for kids, and I was trying to pitch it to all these record companies, and they all just went, no, you're a punk musician. And I hadn't thought about the fact that you can't switch from punk to kids' music and get people to take you seriously. So I completely messed that one up. And then my wife at the time and I created some characters to go with the album. And she wrote a story. And we turned my 12 songs into a round the world story for a blue dog and a yellow koala. And we pitched it to book publishers, thinking, okay, I'm not known in the book publishing world, but I can get introductions to the book publishing world from my friends in the music industry. I got the introductions, but the book publishing world just said, no, that doesn't work. They all rejected as well. It was completely, completely depressing. I spent 3 years of my life writing kids' songs, doing this book. My wife had helped me, or had written with me, the story for these characters. And we created these great cartoon characters. And in fact, the book publisher said, look, you've got these characters. They're called Buwa and Koala. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of pairs of characters for kids. There is no way you're going to make any dent in that industry with two new characters that nobody gives a hoot about. I'm persistent, I think, is the word. So I actually bought a copy of Macromedia Flash in 1998 when the internet was still just starting. And I said, right, okay, I'm going to make these songs into animations and games. And I sat down and learnt Flash and learnt the internet from zero. In the space of probably about a year, to the point at which, interesting enough, we then launched the site and we had these animations and these songs and we started to get kids coming onto the site. Macromedia, who are now Adobe, in fact, Adobe bought Macromedia Flash so and several other of their products. And they invited me after a year to San Francisco as one of the best Flash developers in the world, which I find astonishing to this day. I mean, all I can say is the others must have been pretty crap. And it just turns out that anything with that kind of technology at the time was impressive if it wasn't really, you know, you only had to be good. You didn't have to be incredibly good. And we ended up with 5 million visits a month to a site for kids under 10 years old. A million unique users every month, 100 million page views a month, and that's a billion a year. And what was interesting was, and we can now come to the, you know, what did I learn from that, is there are hundreds of thousands of these dual characters, and most of them are indeed rubbish, I agree. But what you can't do as a publisher or a book publisher or a record producer is create the soul. And there was something that happened that made these characters special. And it wasn't just because of me. It wasn't just because of her. It was because the two together made something completely unique. And you say, okay, just saying, oh, it's another two characters, nobody cares, is a real mistake. So you're going, it's the two characters that happen to have that synergy that makes something happen. For if you count the number of individual children who saw it, you're probably talking 50 million. And I still have kids writing to me today. In fact, they're not kids anymore. People, adults writing to me today saying, I grew up with Buwa and Koala. I grew up with your blue dog.
But I always leave time at the end of the episode where you can brag a little bit, you can plug all your stuff, share with us what's working for you now, I guess in this case, how you've adapted up to this point. So go ahead, brag a little. Tell us what's going on and where people can find you.
Yeah, my personal website is jasonbernard.com, which is basically my name. My company is calicube.pro, and we... Basically, Calicube.pro is succeeding in getting Google to show. And this is the interesting thing, is when somebody searches your name or your brand name or your product name for that matter, what appears on Google is phenomenally important, because people will search your brand name or your name when they're thinking of doing business with you or just having any kind of relationship with you. I mean, even in a pub, you meet somebody, you're going to Google somebody's name just to check out that they're not completely mad. And what comes up at that point is incredibly important. That's what Calicube.pro does. We help you to make sure that what appears when somebody searches your name or your brand name, what we call a brand SERP, is positive, accurate and convincing. That anybody searching your name or your brand name or your product name sees something that reflects the truth about what it is, that it's really positive, that it makes you look really good, and that it's convincing, and that the content that's shown in that brand SERP on Google really reflects well on you as a person, a brand, or a product.
I like that, and I think people need that. So thank you for sharing your life and your experience. Everybody, if you want to check out what Jason does, that will all be in the show notes down below. Thanks, Jason, again for joining me.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. Persistence can really pay off. What I love most about this story, though, is that Jason decided to go out on his own to do this. He got up, learned some computery magic, and made it happen for himself. With modern technology, it's really easy to get started as any sort of creator. Go ahead and make something happen. Podcasting, for example, you can start right now from your phone. Special thank you to Jason for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, which I've linked in the show notes. He was also featured on episode 29 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to check the back catalog for that. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or a family member who you think would get something out of it. I know Jason's already done this himself, so huge thank you again to Jason. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.